Thank you all for coming today. I'm sure you're all very busy before Yom Tov. This week's shiur is dedicated to Zecher Nishmas Rabbi Rivka Shapiro, and we have the honor of having Rav Shapiro here. And the topic is the Dalet Kosos on the Seder. You know, the first Mishnah in Arvei Pesachim tells us, "Erev Pesachim samach l'mincha l'yochel adam et shetechshak, afilu oni sheb'Yisrael l'yochel at sheyesev lo yifchasu lo mi'arba kosos shol yayin, afilu min atamkoi." That is an obligation to have the dalet kosos of yayin, which is... Which is one of the obligations midrabanan that we have at the Lel Seder, and we say that even in a tamcho, even if it's from the tzedakah, one has to have the dalet kosos. And the question that the Rishonim originally deal with is the relationship between dalet kosos and kiddush, because we know kiddush on Friday night, so one person makes kiddush for the whole oilum. Now, there's a discussion. The pashtus is there's a discussion in the poskim about this. You know, there's a din of rovam hadras melech. So rovam hadras melech means that when you have five people around the table, say you have five people around the table Friday night, so everyone has a chiyuv kiddush, right? We all have a chiyuv kiddush on Friday night. So should you have one person make kiddush for everyone, or should everyone make their own kiddush? So that's a whole topic in its own right. But many poskim hold that there's a concept of rovam hadras melech. That means whenever people are doing making brachas together, so instead of having each individual person making their own bracha, one person should make it for everyone, and that's barovam hadras melech. Others say that when the bracha itself is the mitzvah, like by kiddush, the bracha itself is a mitzvah, so then there's some inyan of doing the mitzvah, something along the lines of mitzvah bo yosef mibishlucho, doing it yourself, and that would override the idea of rovam hadras melech. And that's a discussion in the poskim. Normative psak l'chor should be that one person should make kiddush for everyone. And certain chassidish minhagim have that everyone, you know, you can be at a table Friday night and you have to sit through six people making kiddush until you get to the But Pasha says one person, that's the din, Barovam Hadras Melech, the one person.
What does it mean exactly, the translation?
Barovam Hadras Melech means it's glory to God when things are done Barovam with many people. And so that means that, in other words, when five different people are making their own kiddush, each one making their own kiddush, so that's each yachid is doing a mitzvah. But when you're doing it, one person listening to, one person making kiddush for five different people, so that's one joint group together. That's called rovam. That's a special glory to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that when a multitude of people are doing it all together, as opposed to one kiddush and another kiddush and another kiddush, etc. So the question that the Tosus raises in Maseches Pesachim is, what is the story about Dalet Kosos? So Kiddush Friday, when Zedi makes Kiddush on Friday night, so he makes, again, one Kiddush for everybody, and technically speaking, you don't even have to drink from the Kos. It's a nice thing, Tosa says. You know, it's a nice heder to drink from the kos. But there's no halacha that you have to drink. In other words, one person has to drink from the kos. But to say that every single person in the crowd has to drink, that's not a requirement whatsoever. So the question is, so dalet kosos, what's the story of dalet kosos? Is dalet kosos different than regular kiddush? And, you know, technically speaking also, the whole Haggadah, the way Haggadah used to be done is one person would read the Haggadah for everybody. That's the way the Gemara says. That's the way Haggadah would done. Shomei Ka'ona, throughout the whole Haggadah, one person would read the Haggadah. And Taka, there's a Nusach for the Haggadah also. And one person would read it for the whole, that's what the Gemara says in Pesachim. Man Omar Haggadah Tabei Rav so-and-so. Who was the one who said the Haggadah in such and such house? Meaning there was one person who said the Haggadah for everybody. And the whole night, so today a lot of people have the minhag that they read along. That everyone reads along. So they're not so mech on Shomek Ona.
People couldn't afford to have multiple Haggadahs to read from.
Right. Maybe they didn't have, today we have a proliferation of Haggadahs. You sneeze, three more Haggadahs come out. But you're right. Not everyone had.
Printing a copy of Haggadahs
is an expensive. Right. It used to be not as common as we have today. So Tosis, first opinion, it says, Lo Yifchasu Lo. So Tosis says, what's this Lashon Lo Yifchasu Lo? In other words, for him. So lo yifkasu lo means you have to make sure that balabas who's an oni, he has dalat kosas. What about his children? What about the rest of the family? No, all you care about him. Why? Because Tosa says that dalat kosas is the same thing as kiddush on Friday night. At least that's what he's going to say right now. We don't come away with that conclusion yet, but right. It's just same thing as Kiddush on Friday night. All we care about is the balabas. That the balabas, there should be four cups of wine for the balabas, and he's going to make Kiddush for everyone, and everyone's going to listen. He will ask him, who motzi es kulam? Mishalom. Usvarum, kemayishna arba kosos, mi Kiddush tochal hashana. Right? Why is Dal Kosas different than Kiddush the whole year? Right? The whole year we have one Kos. And Seder night we have it's like four Kiddushes. We have four Kosas. So same thing. All you have to have is one person. Sheechad Motzi es Kulo. But then he says, Miugam b'Kiddush Shema Hayal L'chol Echad Kos. But he says that even though it's not technically not required, but there was a minute that even by Kiddush, everyone had their own kos. There's a very interesting Gemara on Kuvav of an Aleph in Pesachim about Ahu Saba. Ahu Saba was this old man, and the story was that he was invited to a certain community, and he was told. He was the one they were mechabit him to make Kiddush on Shabbos day, and they said that he should make the Kiddush Rabba for everyone on Shabbos day. So he never heard of this phrase Kiddush Rabba. We know that Kiddush Rabba is a lashon saginohar. That means Kiddush Rabba big Kiddush, a really small Kiddush. It's only the Baruch Priya Gochim. But he never heard of this, so he thought that maybe Kiddush Rabba meant that in this community they made the same Kiddush we make Friday night, they made also on Shabbos day. But he was embarrassed to ask. So again, I correct myself. Hu Saba was not the one that was making the Kiddush. It was someone else who was told to make the Kiddush. So he didn't know. He was told to make on Shabbos day. He was told to make Kiddush Rabba, and he didn't know. What does that mean? So he figured like this: he'll make a Borei Pri HaGafen, and then they'll see how everyone reacts. If they're starting to drink, then he knows that it's over. The show's over. And he can sit down. But if he sees that they're just standing there, that means they're waiting for more. So then he'll make the Kiddush like Friday night. So he made the Borei Pri HaGafen, and then he saw an old man bend down and start drinking from the kos. So then he knew that that it wasn't that they were asking him to make the Friday night Kiddush on Shabbos day. It was just Kiddush Rabba, like we say, it's a Lashon Saginar. And that was the story. It's interesting that the post can point out from this Gemara that you see, Rav Moshe quotes this from the Tshuva. What do you see from here? That if Lu Yitzur, they would have asked him to make the Friday night Kiddush, even though it wasn't his minute, he would have done so. Even though there's to him that's a bracha levatala, because he doesn't have this idea of saying Mekadesh HaShabbos and Shabbos Day. So you see that if the Minhag HaMakom, if you're the one who's the chazan and the Minhag HaMakom is to say a certain bracha, even though you normally don't, so Rav Moshe says, you see from here that you say it. Rav Moshe was talking about Baruch Hashem L'Olam, that some people have the Minhag not to say Baruch Hashem L'Olam. So now they're davening in a minyan in a shul that says Baruch Hashem L'Olam. So some people just keep quiet and then they'll give a clap and then they'll just say the Kaddish. But Rav Moshe thought the more correct way is to say Baruch Hashem L'Olam. And he bases it on this Gemara. He bases it on this Gemara that you see that if the cue would have been that he should say the added thing, he would have said the added thing, even though that's not his minhag. I remember several years ago, Rav Avadi Yosef, he used to come a lot to the yeshiva here. He hasn't come in 10 years, but he used to come several. So one time he gave a shir, and a similar question. We know there's a machlokas between the Ashkenazim and the Sfardim, between the Rambam and Tosfos, where he's supposed to make a bracha on Hallel on Rosh Chodesh. The Rambam sheet is you don't make a bracha on a minute, right? So they don't make a bracha on Hallel and Rosh Chodesh, but the Ashkenaz make a bracha on Hallel and Rosh Chodesh. So the question was, what if a person is a Sephardi and he's davening for the Omer in an Ashkenazic shul, should he make the bracha? So he said,
I think even the Sephardim, the Chazan makes the bracha for the Hallel. The other people, or the just at the end of Hallel, they don't make a bracha. They do have a bracha for. They differentiate between Ligmar Sahalel and Likro Sahalel.
On Rosh Chodesh, we're talking.
I think so.
Okay, this I don't know. I was under the impression not that way, but. If,
okay. But they actually differentiate the bracha. They the cross Hallel.
Right.
The Sfardim say when you're Gomer Dalis, say a Shrik Shavu Tzotzin, the Gemara Hallel versus the cross Hallel.
So he thought that the same, if you can get out of it, fine, but if not done, but the same raya, I think he quotes the Chidah already had this raya from this Gemara. So you see Tosis pointing out that that they did have a minhag that everyone has a kos in front of him. And then he says, Yimiyu yesh litchos, the first word on the line is litchos, b'sheish lam kos la'atzman, v'nam b'vodav v'nei yesu k'tani. At the end, he says, "Megmar Mashra Tzotzar Kol Echad Arba Kosos." The Katani Akol Chayavim Arba Kosos, Echad Noshim, Echad Tinochos, etc. So, in the end, even though in the beginning Tosis thought that that you shouldn't, in the end he says, "But maybe it's not the case." But at least in the beginning, Tosis thought that the Dal Kosos is the same thing as Kiddush, and then the possibility that it. That it's not. I mean, the Rambam clearly discusses this idea of everyone drinking. Everyone drinking their own tosis. You can look in the supplement here. The famous piece from the Brisker Rav, where he says that according to the tosis, at least the beginning of the tosis, basically the dalakosis is just the din of bracha lakos. So it's just like Kiddush. One person makes it for everyone. There's no din shtiyah per se. And what Tosa says in the end, and what the Rambam says, and what we normally assume la halacha, is that it's not only a din of bracha lakos, but it's also a din that everyone has to be shoseh, the dalakosis. And that's how we're knowing that everyone is shoseh the dalakosis.
Rabbi, would you say that besides the father, the house making the Kiddush, everybody else make their own Kiddush? Or is you want to go back to the Ruba Maharaz Melech? Because with all the other three Kosos, you say Brook Brook. My family, everybody has their own Brook Brook Brook.
Right.
So would you suggest that we just one person says that Kiddush, and we all, as you said before, you wrote with the Mahatma Melech, or should we refer people
Yeah, some people have the minhag that the Seder night, they all make the, but technically speaking, the same idea of Rav Hadras Melech applies, but some people, even though the whole year round, they...
Let's say a lot of fathers, let's say a lot of families come together, and there are a lot of fathers in groups, and normally they make Kiddush Friday night at home.
No, right, as I said, even Friday night itself is a machloikis, what to do. So technically speaking, if you hold Rav Hadras Melech Friday night, you should hold it at the Seder too. But somehow at the Seder, people like to make their own...
comes also in here.
Right, so that's the discussion. You see, whether, in other words, if you yotzi something through Shomei Ka'ones, that's considered that you're lacking in mitzvah bo yosem b'shluko, or is it not?
Is there an union of unison?
By where?
By the first kos. That everyone says kiddush, but in unison, not one after the other. Or is that trei kali problem?
Yeah, in other words, the idea of saying it together could be a trei kali issue. Right.
What
Whereas normally we assume that a couple of people saying the same thing together, so everyone cancels out the other. Right, so if you're saying you have five people at the Seder and they're all going to say Kiddush together, and there are going to be some people who are not going to be saying Kiddush, right? They're going to be listening, right? Right, so then it's not so simple that that's the preferred way.
But if everyone's making the Kiddush, if no one is going to be saying everyone is making the Kiddush?
Oh, if everyone's going to make, so then fine. Every single... But usually that's not the case. That the women and everyone's making their own Kiddush.
Separately or together?
No, if they're all making it together, then no one needs to be motzi somebody, because they're all saying it together. So because what the heck? You know, barring maybe Kalisha issues or other things like that. But normally, right, the unison idea is not the preferred way of doing it. Okay. The Gemara in Pesachim on Daf Kuf Ches, Amar Aleph, discusses Amar Shulman Levi Noshim Chayovas Barba Koso Shafin Hayu Boso Anes, and then the Gemara says Amar Yehuda Mashvua Arba Kosos Halolu Tzarushiv Hem Kedei Mezigas Kos Yofa. That in other words, you have to have be mosaic, because then they had very strong wine, so they would put water in the wine to dilute it to make it more tasty. So son chai yotza. So if you drink it undiluted, you yotze. Right. Son vasachet yotza. Then the third line. Son chai yotza. Amar Rabbi, yidei yayin yotza, yidei cheres lo yotza. That if you drink it. The wine very
strong,
so then you don't say the mitzvah of dal kosos of yayin, but this added idea to feel cheres, since you really don't enjoy it that much, so you're lacking that, and therefore you're not yotzei that issue that in. So it's known from Rav Moshe that he was of the opinion that since the Gemara has this idea of cheres, that you only get the cheres if you're having wine and not grape juice. Mm-hmm. However, Rav Soloveitchik thought just the opposite. That the Rambam's logic, if you take a look in the supplement here on the bottom of the... says on the left side, the Gemara Pesachim Shoson Chai Lo Yotza, Loshon Rambam Dal Kosos Hayot Tzarach Limzo Bo Sof Yudei Shetesh Shesiyah Areva. Right, the Rambam says that the point of putting water in to dilute it a little bit is you should have Shesiyah Areva. In other words, an enjoyable drinking. Hakol fi ayam fi dasa shosha. Afi zeh ha'ir Rabbeinu. This is from Rav Shechter's Nefesh HaRav. Shilu lo shalom nenim. Eilu shalom nenim mishtis hayayin. U mitzah novim yoser noach lahem. The mitzvah namukha yesh lam mikat mitzah novim larba kosis. Tibinin shizei hashri ha'reva lo fi dasa shosha. That Rav Salvechik thought just the opposite, that if you don't enjoy the wine, so the whole idea of the cheres is it should be a shtia reva, it should be an enjoyable drink. So if you enjoy grape juice, you're going to think wine is going to take all your kishkas out of you. So then it's not a shtia reva. So then it shouldn't take precedence over wine. Then fuck it, you should drink the grape juice and not the wine. In other words, so this is a whole discussion. What's the preferred idea?
Is it this because you get drunk? Is it this reason maybe?
Because it's not enjoyable if it's so. And the case of the Gemara is that you didn't dilute it. So it's so chazak that. Right, so that's the question. Is Rav Moshe thought that it's preferred. The wine is preferred because that's the cheres. You feel good when you drink wine. You don't feel good when you so good when you drink grape juice. But on the other hand, if wine is something that you're not going to enjoy, so then what kind of shtia reva is it? And then you should prefer the grape juice. If you take a look on number 12, the famous Yerushalmi that's quoted. Malot says, "Vayin Yevushal Rav Yonah Amar Vayin Yevushal Rav Yonah Kedaita Rav Yonah Shasi Arba Kosi Dalel Pesach Vizchazik Reishi Aratzarta." Rav Yonah would drink four kosas and he'd have a headache until Shavuos. So some bring a raya. So don't you see from here that you must have wine?
No, it's not right at all. Grape juice didn't exist at that time of year.
Exactly.
You had to pasteurize it.
Right.
It wasn't there.
Yeah, okay. So that's what, you're right.
Whoever brings that right doesn't know Matthias.
Okay. So other people, as you correctly point out, say it's not such a riot because they maybe didn't have grape juice at that time. But clearly, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch that even if you don't, in other words, if you have no option, you still have to drink the wine, even if it means
that. When you press grapes right away, it is grape juice, it's not yet wine. So they did have grape juice.
No, because the grape harvest was Sukkot time. Yeah. And it doesn't keep. If you didn't pasteurize it, it wasn't there Pesach time. It was vinegar, it was wine. No, that was how long it was sick for, because Pesach time didn't have grape juice. It was sick
for.
Yeah, right.
Okay. So this is the discussion. So it's based on this Gemara in Pesachim Kuf Ches of what means Yidei Cheres Lo Yotza, and the Rambam about Shtia Reva, and maybe grape juice is more of a Shtia Reva than wine. And then this Yerushalmi, that the fellow drank the grape, the wine, and he got a headache until Shavuos. Okay. How much do you have to drink? Take a look on number 4. Ruba de Kasa. Hayin kumlo lugma, yulachatchila tzarech lishtos revis. So the halacha is that you have to drink rov kos. So if a kos is a revius, and a revius is somewhere like 3.3 ounces, so a rov of that is the rov kos. However, that's based on the concept of rubo kukulo. And we paskin that rubo kukulo is not lachatchila. Lachatchila, you have to have kulo. So that's what Tosis writes. L'chatchila tzarech lishtos revius. L'chatchila, you should have the entire revius, because even by shechita, we know that din by shechita is if somebody shechs the animal, so all he has to do is shech the rove of the kana and the rove of the veshet, right? Rove of the simanim. But l'chatchila is supposed to do kulo. Rubo kukulo is a kulo, but it's not lechatchila. Now, a couple of...
There were many Revi'it there.
We'll see. Good, very good. So, but just before we get to this gentleman's question, it's very important to note following Yesod, and that is, like, when do you say Rubo Kukulo? You have to eat a kazayis of matzah. So we don't say, well, you can have a rova kazayis. No, if you don't have the full kazayis, then you weren't yotzei. Okay, this is Shaila in the poskim, but it's a din of chatzi shir for mitzvah. You get a partial kiyum, but certainly you didn't get the full kiyum. So it was, when do you say Rubo Kukulo is good enough? And when do you say no? In other words, by Dalakosis, Rubo Kukulo is good enough. It's lechatchila, you're supposed to have Kulo. But Rubo Kukulo, you yotzei. Your mama, she yotze, but by kezayis, you're not yotze. It's unless you have a full kezayis. Now people might exaggerate what the shear of kezayis is. It's brought down from the Sefer Orchas Rabbeinu from the stipler that the stipler held, and this is good for people to know because there's a lot of inflation in the shiurim as well as that. Mikra din, a kezayis is the of matzah is the amount that covers your palm, and if you want the chazanish, it's the palm with the fingers, and that's what the stipler is written from the stipler what he was knowing at his seder, and if you want to eat more, so Kol Amarba has a rim of shukach, it's brought down. The Netziv has his famous yisod that even though a kezayis is the shear, that's only the minimum. You still get a mitzvah by eating more. He brings a raya, and the Maral writes this in the Sefer Gevuras Hashem. He brings a raya also, you see, the Gemara Sukkah for Anshe Yerushalayim. Anshe Yerushalayim used to keep their lulav and esrog in their hands the whole day. So what was that, a mishagas? What's the point? I mean, the Agvei Nothigvei, Yotzei, so what's this idea that they would, the Gemara says, they would walk to shul, they would have the lulav in hand, they would go here, they would have the lulav, what's the whole idea? So the Siv says, you see from there, that there's an Indian, that even though the shear of putting a lulav in your hand is for a second, but that's only a minimum shear. So same thing by kezayis, even though kezayis is, well, Yotzei, that's the minimum shear. But you eat more, you present the hate. Yeah.
Getting back to the wine and the grape juice, as far as enjoyment. And now, Masiba is separate than that, from that.
Haseba. Yeah, I'm going to give a shiur at 11:30 in the Beis Medrash on Haseba, if you want to know about Haseba. You're welcome to come. So I was saying, Meikar Adin is brought down from the stipler that he held that Rav Chaim Volozhiner's shear of a kezayis is the matzah of your palm, and the chazanish was one machber that should be the palm with the fingers as well. And again, if you want to have more, but sometimes people, try to force down bigger shiurim on people, and these are chumras. And especially also, like Rav Shechter pointed out, if you hold kezayis b'chdei achilas pras, people think you have to rush it down. It's not rushing down, because kezayis de'achilas pras means you have to eat one kezayis in the time it normally takes to eat 6 to 8 kezayis. Mm-hmm. So that we're giving you 6 to 8 times more than it really should take. So if you have a big kezayis, so you don't go with the small shear of bechdeya, in other words, you don't have to eat a whole shmur matzah in 2 minutes. In other words, that's a contradiction, because that, you follow what I'm saying. Okay. Yeah.
So I don't understand why you get more of a mitzvah if you get more matzah. Is it a cure? What's the category?
In other words, the night is a night of eating matzah. So as much as you eat, you get a mitzvah.
Is there a cap? I mean.
Until you're carried out. So let's get back. So that's what we're holding. Okay. So why does a Rubo Kukulo apply? So there's an important tshuva in the Chasam Sofer in number 7. The Sanhedrin Yalfin has been a rov mitoch kol, avam lo nizvadu rak rov haSanhedrin ainu klum. Say for example the Sanhedrin. So say you have a Sanhedrin of 23 for dinei nefashos, right? So say only 18 people showed up. right? only 18 people showed up, and already you have a vote 15-3. Okay, 15-3. So on one hand you could say, even if the five people who didn't show up will all vote the other way, it's still the 15 is going to win. So that should be good enough. So we say no. That Rubo Kukulo is only when you have the whole Miskeret, you have the whole Kulo there. You have the whole Kulo there, so you say Rubo Mitoch Kulo. Okay? So the same thing, you have a whole Kos, the Shear is the Kos. So if you have a row of Kos, that defines the. But by Matzah, so even though you have a Kazayas there, that's not one. It's not a unit of a matzah. In other words, anything you eat is considered a separate entity. But a kos, you have a defined kos there, so it's you have the rope of that kos. Masha'en Kane, when it's not toloi, or you have the whole Sanhedrin there. So you have the 23 people there, so then you have rove of mitoch kulo. But a kezayis, even if you have the kezayis there, there's no status to the kezayis just being there. In other words, so you don't say, in other words, every morsel of matzah that you eat is considered a separate unit. So you don't have this misgeret of kulo that you have in rove mitoch kulo. Masha'en Kane by the kos, so the kos is a tangible thing, and you're having rove of that kos. That's what he says here. Same thing with a minyan. Hachanam lo aval kulo b'faneinu kon yud hava eda u'dover shebikdushim zayin mehem lo shomu kaddish u'bachu nimsham b'chamiyot achar harov. Whereas if seven people didn't hear bachu, so then you have the rov there. Aval rachmiz v'adu zayin, but if only seven people came, so you don't have lo amrin u'dover shebikdushim k'var nisorer mizeh harav ha-mi'iri. Etc. So then he says on the second line on here, of a lechol pachas mikashir, or lechol pachas mikashir, flame lo shamanu. In other words, because if you eat only pachas mikazayas, so then you're
then to relate to.
Right, all you have is the roll. You don't have the kulo. But in other words, it's not by a coast, you're drinking from the coast. So we can say the roll is coming from the kulo. But there's no chashivas to the kezayis unless it's in your stomach. You're not eating from the kezayis. There's no concept like that because it's not a defined thing that eating from the kezayis. So memela, so eating a rove is like having seven people for the minyan. Masha'en Kane by the dalat kosos, when you have a rove, it's like you're having seven people within here, Barfel, and three people who are there who already heard, and therefore you can still not. Yeah.
I mean, I feel like you'd say almost the other way. You have one whole piece of matzah, so you have a whole unit of matzah in front of you. Whereas liquid, if you spilled it out, it can go all over the table. You have, because, you know, there's not one defined, bottle of wine, even, not even. I can just combine two bottles, but I can't stick two pieces of matzah together to be.
Chazal defined a kus. They said to use a kus.
Right.
So therefore you can talk about a rove of that kus. But Chazal didn't say what size matzah to use. They just said you had to eat a kazayas.
Right. So
maybe
kazayas
is a rove of kakula of a piece of matzah.
Depends how big the matzah is.
Right.
Okay. Now this gentleman pointed out number six, the Orchas Chaim of Aaron HaKohen. So he quotes, take a look at the two bottom lines. Baramban Barav Yehuda Kosu the Bdal Kosu Shal Pesach Sharik Lishtos Mikulam Ruban Afilu Hayu Machzikim Kama Revius. The question is, when we say Rov Kos, so L'chora Kos is a Revius, so you drink Rov Revius, but say your Kos is a very big Kos, so do you have to drink rove of Revius or rove of the particular coast that you're drinking from? So many Rishonim just say you just have to drink from a low lugma, which is a rove Revius. But the Ramban has this chiddush that it's not enough rove Revius, you have to have rove coast of the particular coast that you're drinking from. That is the opinion of the Ramban. So therefore, the Magen Avraham says it's kedai to have a small kos. Because if you're going to have a 10-ounce kos, so then you're going to have to bring
the end of the table.
Yeah, you're going to have to drink 5.1 ounces to be yotze. So therefore, get a kos that's the exact, the shear of a revius, 3.3, whatever it is. And therefore, you'll be yotze both cheetahs. Because if you have a bigger kos, then according to the Ramban, you have to drink more.
Does rove mean more than a half?
Sure.
Yeah. Rove is majority, right? Okay. Now, there's a very interesting machlokes between Sfardim and Ashkenazim regarding the Dalal Kosos. There are other makoros here that you can see that we basically covered the underlying ideas of them. In other words, the idea of Shtir Areva, the idea of the shear, the idea of whether everyone has to drink or one person has to drink. One other point before we get that, there's another anecdote that we have here on the between the there is a din that you can be yotze dalal kosos with chamar medina. They say, for example, a person can't drink wine, or there's no wine available. And he can't drink grape juice, and there's no grape juice available, either one. So we don't just say, so do nothing. So you can be yotze with chamar medina. So chamar medina is...
Honey.
Med.
From honey.
Yeah, so you could, just like by Dalal Kosos and Havdalah, we have a concept of chamar medina, which some require that it be an intoxicating beverage, but Pashas is it's any beverage that you would lechabit somebody when they come to your house. You'd pour them orange juice or soda or something like that. That could be chamar medina.
Grapefruit juice or lemonade.
Yeah, I happen to like grapefruit juice. I would if I come to your house, I want you to serve me grapefruit.
Seriously,
yeah. Right. In other words,
we have these days cranberry juice.
Yeah. It could be. Again, some people say it's only. Some posts can hold it's only an intoxicating thing like beer and stuff like that. But others say it's any mashke that you would be except for water.
How would that work for Kiddush on Friday night?
No, Kiddush Friday night is separate.
That's not
no, in other words, you have to see when we use it. By Dalal Kosos and by Havdalah, we could use Chamar Medina. Not in all cases did we use Chamar Medina. Oh, so. Yeah, right. My father tells me that his grandfather used to make Havdalah on milk.
Yes.
Right?
I know.
Yeah, he used to make. Again, you see, really the din of Chamar Medina is only when Yayin is not Matzoy. So when Yayin is Matzoy, you're really not supposed to rely on Chamar Medina. But here in a case where a person can't drink the wine, so then there's the Yayin is not Matzoy. So he quotes Rav Shechter from Rav Salvechik, a story that... And they went to live in the Chaslavich. That's where Rav Salvechik grew up with, in the town of Chaslavich. Minchas Baruch, or Baruch Krinker, was the Rav there. And the Doch Godol Hayab Ososha. And they couldn't get Yayin for Dalal Kosos. And so they were able to get one. So they decided what they're going to do is they're going to rely on Kosos' opinion that you only need one set of Dalal Kosos for the Balabais, and that's okay. And everyone else will just be Yotze. But the question is, maybe they should give out Chamar Medina in addition to Lainosaf Amash. So they thought, the Briskerov and Rav Moshe Salvechik, that that if you're not, in other words, the two dinim here. There's a din of the bracha lakos, right? And then there's a din of the shtia. So the bracha lakos, they're going to be yotzei like kiddush by having one person make it for everybody. But the shtia l'chol echad ve'echad, so maybe they should give out kama medina for l'chol echad ve'echad. So they thought no, that if you're not having the real wine, then it's no point. So the bracha lakos, you're going to be yotzei from the balabas. Now there's another Indian of shtia, but they thought that second din of shtia is only if you're having real wine or grape juice.
Yeah, yes,
but one second, but one could argue with this cheshbon. One could say no, that there's some chashivas to chamar medina, and there's a chashivas of shtia. That the pashtus b'chora, I would think not like this anecdote. The pashtus is that there's an Indian, if you don't have dal kosos, if you can't drink it, then there are people like that can't drink the dal kosos, so they should have the chamar medina. They should have orange juice for the dal kosos. Yeah.
How about for a bria gafen?
Oh, what about that for a bria gafen?
You would have to make a shakl.
Right.
Isn't that a requirement to have for a bria gafen?
Yeah, so for a bria gafen is a requirement if you're drinking wine.
But
you're asking an excellent question. We're going to get to it right now.
How about the Yai Potter called Mine Mashke, the person of Brook of Bera Goffin, or other people drink, let's say, orange juice, are they included with the Brook of Bera Goffin?
No, the idea of Yai Potter called Mine Mashke is only if you drink the wine. If you drink the wine, if you're a Kiddush, this is important halacha to know. If you're in Kiddush, in shul, and you drank the wine, and now you're going to have soda, yeah. So you don't make a shahakol on the soda because you already wine hot is the.
That's because you drank the wine.
But only if you drink the wine. If you just hear the bar pirag often and you didn't drink the wine, then you have to make a shahakol. Only on liquid shahakols. But when you have the gefilte fish, you have to make a shahakol. Mm-hmm. It's only on the soda. And if you drank from the wine, you don't have to make. Okay. So, now the question is like this. There is a very interesting discussion. There's a very interesting discussion about how many brachas are we supposed to make at the Seder in terms of Bor Pria Goffin. So most of us, we make four brachas, four Bor Pria Goffins, right? We make one at the beginning at Kiddush, the one by Asher Golanu, one after benching, and one at the halal at the very end, and that's what we do. And the Sfardim only make the first and the third. They only make two, and that's the machlokas mechaber ramot. Take a look in 18. Shosa kol sheni veim avarcha lav lo bracha rishon lo bracha achrona. Sheni avarcha bar pi agafim ki mal kosho kiddush mal kosho birkas amazon. So you only make a bor pi hagafen on the kol shel kiddush number one and the kol shel birkas hamazon. Then hagadah hamazon min al ben Ashkenazim levarach bracha rishon al kol kos lekos. And the Ashkenazim make a bracha al kol kos lekos. So at first glance, the Sfarnim makes sense because you're making kiddush, so that should pater you everything up to benching. Once benching, so that's a new thing. So now you make another bor pi hagafen, but that should part for you till the end. So the first and the third. So this idea that the Ashkenazim, where does it come from?
How about Hesher HaDaat?
Yeah, so, right, so the question is how much of a Hesher HaDaat did you have? It depends if you really had a... Should be no Hesek Hadas. So the Rif, number 16, quotes the Gemara, where the Gemara says, Rabina Omar, kol echad ve'echad mitzvah v'nei atzmahu, v'amri rabbisa, ho'el v'chol echad ve'echad mitzvah v'nei atzmahu, barachin bor pi hagafen al kol kasa v'kasa. That the Rif says that since every bor pi hagafen, every Yayin is linked up with another mitzvah, so we view everything as a mitzvah fnei atzmo. So since everything is a mitzvah fnei atzmo, so mameila, we don't follow the regular gedarim of Birkas HaNedin. In other words, the regular gedarim of Birkas HaNedin, if I'm making a bor pi hagafen, and I'm just sitting there at the table, so I want to drink more. I don't make another, and I'm speaking and learning with you for half an hour, and then I drink more. I don't make another bar pir gofen, since I, right? But here we're making four bar pir gofens because each one is linked up with a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo. So since each one is linked up with a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo, so the mele, there's this nuk notion that, Shekhus explained this, that you make a separate bracha on each one.
So why wouldn't you have a bracha akrona at the...
One second. But the Sfardim don't have this idea. The Sfardim, Alpi Pashtus, work with the regular halachas. In other words, the Ashkenazim are saying this Kiddush, that for mitzvah b'fnei atzmo requires a bracha b'fnei atzmo. But that's a Kiddush. The Sfardim are the regular halacha, that the first one should get it, and then the third one should get it. And this is, Rav Shechter's pointed out, this is similar to a chasana, number 19. We know that a chasana, we make two bar pir gofens under the chuppah. Right? You make two bar pir gofens under the chuppah. So what's this idea of two bar pir gofens under the chuppah? So we know we have a hefsek of the ksuba in between. But how long is the ksuba? I mean, ksuba, how long? I mean, it doesn't take so long. I was just at a wedding where someone signed the ksuba, okay, but it also didn't take, so long. And even so if you have some rabbanim give a drasha there also, maybe between the drasha and the ksuba, maybe that's like, depends who's giving the drasha. But it's also not so... Also not so long. So take a look at Hagos Maimon in number 19. You make two Bofia Gothins. Shabrikas Erisin Luchud, Brikas Nasun Luchud. Viesh Nogim Lahapsik Benein Kach Kosu B'chuvas Rashi. So Rashi says that we have a minute to be Mafsik. That's why we read the Ksuba, as Rav Shachar pointed out, in between. But Luchara, it shouldn't be a hefsek. That's not a standard of a hefsek. So Rav Shachar thought the pshat in this idea of making the Torah Pir Gofens is based on that riff that we saw before. That since each one is a bracha of a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, the erison is a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, and the sun is a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, and each one gets its own kos. So memela what? So memela. That's why the. Just like by the Dal Kosas, we have the four mitzvahs, so we have four brachas. So too over here, we have two mitzvahs, two, so we make two brachas. The only problem is that the Sfardim, at their chasanas, also make two brachas. And based on, in other words, if the Sfardim are just solely based on the regular halachas, so then, so Pashtus is that the Sfardim hold that since originally the Erisin and the Suin were not at the same time, so Mamela, even now that we do it together, we have Kavana only to
they're really apart.
To keep them apart. Even though it's a shtickle chiddush according to their shita. You know, because I would have thought according to their shita, there should be only one bar pir gofen under the chuppah. Because it's not a real hefsek. Rav Shechter thought that really in a chanami, it's not a real hefsek the ksuba. But we were basing ourselves based on that riff, or based on the Gemara, that each one is a mitzvah of the Atzma. The only reason we put a ksuba is so it shouldn't look awkward. So, you know, so it shouldn't look strange, so we put it. But that's not really the halakhic hefsek that's required. Okay, so let's just review the points we make, and we'll end up with one mili dagarta, and then we'll wish everyone a chakosh of sameh. So, again, we discussed the idea of the Dal Kosis. We said that Tosis's opinion, the beginning of Tosis, it's only like Kiddush. It's only a mitzvah of bracha lakos. And it's not a mitzvah of shtiyah. In the end, in the Rambam, it's two things. It's a mitzvah on the bracha lakos, but it's also a mitzvah of shtiyah. Rav Shechter's of the opinion one should be matfit to keep the kos in your hand for all the four mitzvahs that you're doing with it. In other words, during Birkas HaMazon, if the third kos of Birkas HaMazon, be holding the kos for that. And if the, you know, whatever bracha it's linked with, okay. And we assume that it's a dual mitzvah. It's a mitzvah of bracha lakos, and it's a mitzvah of shtiyah. And then we discuss what does it mean that if you drink it chai, without dilution, you're not yotzei, but you're not yotzei cheres. So Rav Moshe thought that's a raya that if you have to have wine, because only wine you would have the true cheres. The Rav Soloveitchik was of the opinion, since the Rambam says that shon chai is lo yotzei, it's yotzei, but it's not. It has to be shti areva. So whatever is areva to you, if it's not going to be areva, it's not going to be sweet for you. It's not going to be pleasurable for you to have the wine. So then lechatchila you should have the grape juice. It's not like it's a concession to have the grape juice. Then therefore it becomes lechatchila that you should have the grape juice, because that's shti areva. Then we discussed the Yerushalmi that says that someone drank the wine of dal kosas and he had a headache until Shavuos. And we discussed whether that's a raya. Someone bring a raya that therefore you should have wine, or to say that that they didn't have it then. So of course it's not a raya. Then we discussed the idea that the shir shtia is a melol lugma, is rover vias, and we say rubo kukulo. And again, really lachatchila you should have kulo. Rubo kukulo is not lachatchila. Lachatchila you should have kulo. We explained that Chatzam Sofer says that you only say rubo kulo if you have a miskeret of kulo, then it's rubo mitoch kulo. So here, if you have a miskeret of a kos, or a miskeret of a minion, or a sanhedrin of 23, then you can have a vote of 20-3. But if only 20 people showed up, even if you even if the other people that are missing are not going to make a difference anyway, but you don't have the miskeret of kulo, and by sanhedrin you have to have the psak of 23. The pshat is, if the vote is 20-3, that's a psak of Rubu Kukulo, that 23 paskin that way, based on Rubu Kukulo. But if you didn't have the 23 people showing up, so then even though you already, it's the vote is already 20-1, so it's not going to make a difference, you still are not going to have that. Yeah. Then we discussed the opinion how much you have to drink. We said Rov Kos. So is that Rov Revius, or does it mean the particular coast you're going to drink from? The Ramban has the Chiddush is the particular coast, so therefore the Magen Avraham says, if you don't want to get involved in this problem of having it a big coast, and then you're going to have to drink the Rov of that particular coast, which could be a lot, so make sure you have a smaller coast. Yeah. And then we discussed the Machlokas, the Sfardim, and Ashkenazim, whether you make a brach on 4 Bor Priya Goffins or 2 Bor Priya Goffins, and we discussed that could be the Sfardim or the regular Dine Hefsek, and Ashkenazim are saying every kos is a bracha b'fnei atzmo, so Mamela, therefore, it's a Bor Priya Goffin b'fnei atzmo, and then we discussed the idea of Nesuin, is the same idea, the 2 Bor Priya Goffins, the question of the inconsistency by the Sfardim, and we discussed that. As well. Just to conclude, the Yerushalmi in number 20, Minayin l'arba kosas, Rabbi Yochanan, k'neged arba gulos, hotzesi v'salti, Rabbi Shub ben Levi omer, k'neged arba kosas shal paro. That the dal kosas are k'neged the 4 times in the dream of the Sarah Mashkim, it says kos paro b'yodi, v'eschados om el kos paro. In the end of Parshas Vayeshev, has the dream of Sarah Mashkim, it says the kos paro, kos paro, kos paro, 4 times. That is the the reason for the dal kosher. So the question is, what's the connection? What's the connection between the dal kosos and kos paro? So it's a lovely interpretation on in the insert over here, Hakesher ben Chalom from the Sefer Moshe Shalom. Hakesher ben Chalom Sara Mashkim Larba Koshes of Geula. I'll just tell you briefly that the idea is that we know that Sara Mashkim eventually gets his job back. Sara Okim doesn't. What's the idea? The idea is because the Sara Mashkim always speaks about Kos Paro. In other words, his desire in life was to service Paro. He had a true desire, a true tshuka, to service Paro. And that's why he always speaks about Kos Paro. The Sar Ofen never speaks about Paro. He always speaks about just about the pastries. In other words, he was just interested in the grandeur of the job, but not the fact that he wanted to be an Eved Paro. But the Sar Mashkim, He mamish had a tshuka to be the close Paro, to be the servant of Paro. And therefore, since he that was a sincere desire, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw to it that he got it back. So we're saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the Lel Seder that we have a tshuka to service HaKadosh Baruch Hu just like the Sahar Mashkin did. We want the Beis HaMikdash. We want to be the Eved Hashem just like the Sahar Mashkin wanted to be the Eved Paro. So therefore, we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, Hashir Zachinu Lasader also came Niskel Asoso. And now we're just going through the motions of the Seder. But we want to be the true Avdei Hashem that we're going to service you in the Beis HaMikdash. And we've traveled to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adir Hu Yibne Beiso Bekoro Bimhera Bimhera Biyameinu Bekoro Kel Bnei Bnei Beis Ka Bekoro Kak Pashir Vesameh.